Ever wondered why some Canadians build substantial wealth through stocks while others remain on the sidelines? The difference often comes down to knowledge and confidence. Stock investing isn't just for financial experts, it's for anyone willing to learn the fundamentals and apply them consistently. Whether you're saving for retirement, funding education, or building generational wealth, the Canadian stock market offers tremendous opportunities for those who approach it strategically. The journey to investment success begins not with picking hot stocks, but with understanding your financial foundation and establishing clear goals that will guide your decisions through market ups and downs. Before placing a single dollar in stocks, take a clear-eyed look at your financial situation. Create a personal balance sheet, listing your assets, what you own, and liabilities, what you owe, to determine your net worth, the true measure of your wealth. Start with an emergency fund covering 3 to 6 months of expenses in a CDIC-insured account. This financial cushion prevents the devastating scenario of selling investments at a loss simply to cover unexpected bills. Next, tackle high-interest debt, particularly credit cards charging 18 to 21%. No stock investment can consistently outperform these interest rates. Your approach to stocks should align with your personal timeline and goals. Stocks are tools for accomplishing larger objectives like retirement funding, education savings, or major purchases. In your 20s and 30s, time is your greatest advantage. With decades before retirement, you can weather market volatility and potentially allocate 70-80% to equities. The power of compounding means early investments have extraordinary growth potential. By your 40s, your strategy might shift to 60 to 70% stocks, depending on risk tolerance, with increasing focus on dividend-paying investments. As you enter your 50s and beyond, stability becomes more important, but don't abandon growth entirely. With Canadian life expectancy reaching the mid-80s, your portfolio still needs to generate returns that outpace inflation for potentially 30-plus years of retirement. Today's investors have lost the profitable art of patience. True investing success requires thinking in years, not months. Consider two primary approaches: growth and income investing. Growth investing focuses on companies with earnings growing faster than industry averages, businesses poised to expand market share or develop innovative products. Income investing targets stocks providing regular cash distributions while offering moderate growth potential, typically yielding 4% or higher. Your personal approach might blend both strategies, emphasizing growth in earlier years and gradually shifting toward income as retirement approaches. The critical factor is matching your stock selection to your financial goals and time horizon. Risk isn't something to fear, it's something to understand and manage. The fundamental equation of investing is straightforward. Higher potential returns require accepting greater risk, while lower risk generally means expecting lower returns. Financial risk can be mitigated through diversification, spreading investments across different companies, sectors, and countries. Avoid concentrating more than 5-10% of your portfolio in any single stock, regardless of how promising it seems. Interest rate risk affects all investments when rates change, as seen in 2022 when central banks raised rates to combat inflation. Rising rates particularly hurt companies with large debt loads by increasing borrowing costs and reducing profitability. Perhaps most dangerous is emotional risk, allowing greed, fear, or attachment to override your investment strategy. Greed led many investors to chase dubious technology stocks in 1998-2000, while fear caused panic selling during temporary market downturns, turning paper losses into permanent ones. Exchange-traded funds, ETFs, provide exposure to hundreds of stocks through a single purchase. Unlike mutual funds, ETFs trade like individual stocks while providing instant diversification across entire markets or sectors. Index ETFs track major benchmarks like the S&P TSX 60 or S&P 500, while specialized ETFs allow targeted exposure to specific sectors. For investors who want to make their own investment choices but lack confidence in picking individual stocks, ETFs represent an ideal middle ground between mutual funds and direct stock ownership. Successful growth investing requires methodical research, beginning with the big picture. First, examine the investing environment to identify promising industries, then analyze individual companies within those sectors. Look for businesses riding megatrends, major developments with long-term societal impact. Examples include healthcare demand driven by Canada's aging population or financial services transformation through blockchain. Even decades after its inception, the internet continues generating new applications through Web 3.0 and fintech. When evaluating companies, seek those with established competitive advantages, strong brands like Shopify, or extensive distribution networks competitors can't easily duplicate. Focus on three key metrics: sales, seek year-over-year growth of at least 10%, earnings, should grow at the same rate as sales or better, and debt, should be equal to or lower than the prior year. Management quality is crucial. Return on equity, ROE, earnings divided by equity, provides a snapshot of management competence. A solid ROE is 10% or higher, though ideal percentages vary by industry. After selecting stocks, patience becomes crucial. Waiting for the market to recognize what you found often requires months or years, not days or weeks. Market volatility is inevitable. The question isn't if markets will fluctuate, but how you'll respond when they do. The post-pandemic economy has brought significant inflation challenges, driven by supply chain disruptions, labor shortages, and geopolitical tensions. Rather than fearing these conditions, savvy investors adapt their strategies accordingly. Several industries historically fare well during inflationary periods. Commodities often serve as inflation hedges since they represent the raw materials driving price increases. Healthcare companies typically demonstrate resilience due to inelastic demand. People need medical care regardless of economic conditions. Energy stocks can benefit when inflation stems from supply constraints, while companies with pricing power, those in oligopolistic markets like Canadian telecoms or banks, can often pass increased costs to consumers. Global diversification provides another layer of protection. Asian markets offer tremendous growth potential despite their volatility, while Canadian depository receipts, CDRs, allow investment in major U.S. companies without currency exchange fees. Exchange-traded funds provide simple access to international markets for those seeking broader exposure. When examining your cash flow, look for opportunities to increase investment capital. Could you boost income through side hustles? Are there discretionary expenses you could trim? Remember that the average Canadian pays more in taxes than for food, clothing, and housing combined. Consulting a tax advisor might reveal strategies to reduce your tax burden and free up money for investing. Think of your financial foundation as the launch pad for your investment journey. The stronger it is, the higher your investments can potentially soar. Remember that life events, marriage, children, career changes, may require adjusting your investment approach. The key is maintaining alignment between your stock investments and your evolving life circumstances. The most powerful tool for navigating market uncertainty is your investment approach itself. By maintaining a long-term perspective, focusing on companies with strong fundamentals, and using techniques like dollar-cost averaging and trailing stop orders, you can transform market volatility from a threat into an opportunity for building lasting wealth.